Cane, of course, that was their source of sweetening, because refined sugar was not introduced until maybe 100 years later. The farmers, though, could make a brown sugar by cooking the juice a little longer than you wanted it for syrup. It had reached the sugar stage, and when it cools, the sugar begins to settle out, but not all of it will convert to sugar. So what they did then, they drained, they'd have a tiny hole in the bottom of the barrel that they put this syrup in, and the drainings that came out was called molasses. Now, of course, you know that further north, where you can't grow cane, they grew sorghum and made it into molasses. But it's the same kind of thing. Both contain sugar. But the sugar that was left in that barrel then was a crystalline product, and of course was brown because it was stained with the sorghum color. And that was used that way a long time before someone had found out that you could roast bones into charcoal and filter this brown sugar through that mixture and get refined sugar. I understand that that's the chemical process that takes place, is filtering the brown sugar solution through a filter of roasted bones, which of course would be a byproduct of the slaughterhouses.
Did your mother and grandmother, did they use a lot of this sugar or sweetener in their baking or cooking?
Yes, they did. We called, my mother made what we call tea cakes. The sugar is mixed into the dough, and together with allspice or nutmeg or whatever, we had it for flavor, and then it was this dough she'd press out into thin layers and cut it up into little little pieces that were baked to make cookies. And we called it tea cakes. It was made out of syrup, and I'm telling you, they were delicious. Wouldn't mind having some of those tea cakes now.
Right now? What did you drink with them?
Well, of course, the main drink was coffee for the grown folks and milk for the children. And since we never had a great deal of milk, I've always liked it, and it's wonderful that that's true, because now I have to live on it almost. So it's really fortunate that I do like milk. But the old folks drank coffee. Of course, they might add a mix of milk to that.
What was a typical breakfast for you as a boy?
Grits with fried bacon and maybe fried or scrambled eggs, or perhaps sausage. That was about it. Usually grits was your more or less your bread part of your food of a morning, and then come in for lunch, then there'd likely be a platter of baked biscuits or a big cake of cornbread. And I'm telling you right now, cornbread properly prepared is a wonderful food.
I bet it's delicious.
It really is.